everyone's identifying the same thing. What in the world is going on with these indifferent, apathetic congregations that are around our country today, around the world? And how do we engage a people into a more kind of, I don't know, impactful or alive, activated mentality? And I have gone to work to try to pull together some resources to be able to deal with this and to bring you guys some really, really powerful, impactful, dynamic help.
Hey, Pastor, have you ever gotten to your office on a Monday and revised your resume? Have you ever browsed the job ads at ministryjobs.com and found yourself envisioning your life at that large church in Florida? Do you find yourself sometimes dreaming about just stacking lumber at Home Depot? Leadership doesn't have to be that way, and I want to walk you down the pathway to healthy, vibrant leadership, taking your Monday into an eager, energized, and abundant lifestyle. My name is Kevin, veteran pastor with nearly 20 years of full-time ministry and leadership experience. I've walked through the tensions of trauma and drama that can come as a minefield of stress and anxiety to every pastor. Together, we're going to learn the simplicity of leadership that breathes life to you rather than consume everything from you, in simple strategic steps leading you to clarity, creativity, and a little bit of cash flow. Growth is possible, and it's inside your reach. Now, grab your notebook and let's dig into it.
Hey, what's up, Pastor? Dude, I want to just talk to you for just a quick minute today about my upcoming workshop called the Make More Disciples Challenge. Yo, this is going to be amazing. I'm pumped about this idea. I've kind of alluded to it several times before. You've probably heard me talk about it a little bit with the idea of I've done a ton of market research with pastors around the country, even the world, man. I've talked to pastors in Kenya, Zimbabwe, Uganda, Pakistan, Jordan, all over the. I think I've even talked to a couple of pastors in India. I talked to one lady last week, not a pastor, but in Vietnam, and kind of alluded to some of what I'm pressing on and what we're working on. And everyone's identifying the same thing. What in the world is going on with these indifferent, apathetic congregations that are around our country today, around the world? And how do we engage a people into a more kind of, I don't know, impactful or alive, activated mentality? And I have gone to work to try to pull together some resources to be able to deal with this and to bring you guys some really, really powerful, impactful, dynamic help to wake up your congregation, man. And so we're going to do that. And so one of the things I want to talk about today, I want to just kind of press in and show you a little bit about what this workshop looks like and what it's going to be. And I want to talk to you for just a quick second about your ideal client. Have you ever conceptualized the idea that you need to have an ideal church attender? Who is it that your church is uniquely designed to minister to? You know, a lot of times, you've probably heard me say this before, but we tend to think that we have to take on Paul's mentality when he said, I am all things to all people. Bro, no, you're not. And the reason why you're not all things to all people is because you're not all people. You are you. And honestly, take the pressure off for just a minute and recognize the fact that you are uniquely designed and equipped and qualified and all those things to be able to connect and minister to a certain kind of person. Like, the Lord has equipped you and designed you and given you a thought process that is exactly that way. And I want to encourage you with that. Like, get to that spot where you can understand, you know what? I don't have to be all things to everyone. I only have to be what I need to be to this certain kind of person. Who is that certain kind of person? You know, take a look around you. And this really shouldn't be based on, you know, your community. It shouldn't be based on the fact that, you know, for me at one point it was, hey, we live in a town with a college, a university, and so we need to be targeting university students. We did for about 15 minutes, and we recognized it was not going to work. We were spending resources, and we were trying to target and attract a group of people that was never going to walk through our door. And so what do? We resourced people who were focused just on that as their target audience. And I encouraged them and I helped them, but I recognized that, you know what, that is not my thing. It's not my focus, and it can't be. So it was a relief to me. My favorite moment was coming to the spot of getting to my ideal church attender. I had a name for him. I knew what his life looked like, I knew what he thought. I knew what he felt like. I knew what he was frustrated with. I knew what he was celebrating. I knew what he was passionate about. I knew all these things because I spent time like studying, okay, who do I want to connect with? If I could make an impact on this one kind of person, what would it do for my community? What would it do for my church? What would it do for the families that were a part of that context? What would it do for future generations? All those different kind of analysis and things went in and corresponded with that. And I'll be honest with you, I found a lot of movement, a lot of positivity based on that single concept alone, was the fact that we had identified who is the ideal person that's going to attend this church. It was so exciting. And then it really brought it full circle with those people. Like, two things happened. That particular person, that ideal church attender, started reaching out to me and saying, hey, I need some help. Pastor, tell me if I'm wrong, but isn't it like your passion is to connect with that person who really needs help? That you're just like, man, tell me if I'm wrong, but you are really, really satisfied when you go to bed at the end of the day knowing that you made a difference and you impacted a person. Tell me I'm wrong. Like, that's you, right? Like, that is your thing. You just really, really, really have it in your heart and your passion to know that you made an impactful difference somewhere. And honestly, you know, we all get to that spot, that sweet spot where we're just like, man, if I could see somebody come to know Jesus, that would be the pinnacle moment. Sweet. That is awesome. But what do you do when someone decides to follow Jesus? What do you do when someone decides to just take a step in the direction of? Like, that's equally as worth celebrating. I feel like Jesus did a whole lot more focused on those people than on those salvation moments. You know what I mean? Like, that was there. It was powerful. So what can we do in the direction of that? That is the thing that just really ticks the box for me. I remember one of the things that we do in our family is around the dinner table, we make it a very specific and stringent point to eat dinner together almost every day. There are very few days that we do not eat dinner together. And so we have this huge 10-foot solid pine table that I built a couple years ago. It's from like old growth pine. This stuff is heavy. In fact, I think the tabletop that I built is well over 300 pounds. It is monster. And in the middle of this table, I etched the words, "Make a difference." And every night we get together and we have a conversation about what difference did we make today. And so everyone gets to talk about how they decided or tried to make a difference. Now, it doesn't work every day. Some days they didn't go anywhere. Some days they didn't do anything. We're still trying to help them understand that, hey, you can make a difference with your brother and sister too, you know, or your mom and dad. You know what I mean? You can make a difference right where you're at. And but we have really sought to weave that into their mentality that you get to make the choice to make a difference each and every day of your life. And that's the thing. You just want to be able to come home at the end of the day and know, you know what? I made a difference to someone today. I helped someone today. I was an encouragement to someone today. I helped save a marriage today. I helped to get someone the assistance that they needed to be able to stay committed to the goodness of God today. I did that. And man, that just really... that really helps. Part of this Make More Disciples challenge is designed to help you maximize those moments. And if I'm not mistaken, my friend, you are making some mistakes right now that are taking you away from the very thing that you want to do the most. And I'm going to help you see that. I'm going to help you fix it. I'm going to help you move on it. So stay tuned. Watch out for it. This is the thing I do now. So you just stay tuned to where these are going to be at, where they're going to pop up. I'm going to make it really, really accessible and easy for you to step into and take this idea, the Make More Disciples Challenge. All right, man. You have a great day. We'll talk soon. Listen. One more thing. Before I go, if this is inspiring you and encouraging you, I need you to leave me a review at the bottom. Drop down to the bottom of this on Apple Podcasts. Click on that 5-star review because you know it's worth 5. And then leave me a few words, man. 3, 4, 5, 10 words. One sentence will help me to keep this moving and growing this audience. Thanks a lot. Talk soon.